In the gospel reading today, we hear the gospel that we pray at the end of every Mass. Today it won't be prayed at the end of Mass because it's in the middle of Mass, but nonetheless, we hear that those words that we hear so often, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. And St. John goes on through all these different points about the Word and about the life and about the light and all these different things about who the second person of the Most Holy Trinity is. We have to recognize in everything that he's saying, this whole reading is about the divinity of Christ. It's to be able to say that Jesus is God. He is the Word from the beginning. Through him all things were made. He is the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world. Now that again is an important point to recognize. He enlightens every single person. Now we're not talking about a physical light in this case, even though it talks about the light came into the darkness and the darkness wasn't able to overcome it. We're talking about a spiritual light. He is the light of truth. He is the light of charity. And that is exactly what every single person who has ever been created and ever will be created is created for. Every one of us is made for the truth. That's why we have a mind, is for the truth. Every one of us is made for love. That's why God gave us a will or a heart to be able to love. God is truth and God is love. He made us in his image and likeness. And so all of this that St. John is laying out to be able to say, look at what God has done and look at who this is. Now, he goes on to say, as many as received him, he gave the power to become the Son of God. Those who believe in his name. That is now where there is a point of delineation. He offers his truth and he offers his charity to every single person on the face of the earth. And yet so many have rejected that. But to those who believe, he gives the power to become the children of God. And the interesting thing that St. John goes on to point out is what that means. He said that these people that believe in the name of the Lord, he said they are born not of the flesh nor of the will of man, but of God. Obviously, you can only be a child of God if you are born of God. But because so many did not believe, God then took things to the next level. And that is the point of what we're doing here today. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now, previously, St. John had already said he was in the world. The world came to be through him, but the world didn't know him. Even though when we look in the book of Proverbs, for instance, it talks about the fact that when God created the world, that he was right there, and that he found his joy to be among the children of men. That was his greatest joy, which is pretty astounding when you think about it. His joy was to be with us. But we didn't even know him as a human race. And so because people didn't know him, because they didn't believe in him, he became one of us. This is the point that is the most astounding of all. That God would take our human nature to himself. That he would become one of us so that we could become children of God. What we're celebrating today is about the humility and the love of God. And so important is this point for us to understand that the church actually asks that, as we do in the gospel every day and as we do every time we pray the creed, when it comes to the incarnation, we genuflect. Now, the incarnation is not the greatest act of love that humanity has ever known. The crucifixion is the greatest act of love that humanity has ever known. And you notice that we don't genuflect when it comes to the crucifixion. We don't genuflect when it comes to the resurrection. We don't genuflect when it comes to the ascension and the glorification of our Lord in heaven. Because none of those things could have happened without the incarnation of our Lord. The word incarnation means in the flesh. This is God in the flesh. And so if God wanted to tell us something, which obviously he can do that in any way that he wants, and that's exactly what St. Paul was getting at in the first reading, that over the years, God has spoken to us through the prophets in various and diverse ways. But now he says he has spoken to us through his Son. In other words, it's one thing to be able to read what somebody says, but when you can actually be with the person, it takes on a whole different reality. And that's exactly what God has done. He no longer just says to us, I love you. He no longer simply says to us, I want only the best for you and I want the truth for you. He came and took our human nature so that he could love us in a human way, so that he could speak to us in a human way, so that he could show human beings what real love is. That's what he has done for us. So the love that we proclaim today is profound. That God himself would take on our nature. So profound is this, remember, that this is what Satan could not accept. From before God began his material creation, he showed the angels who were already created, but they were outside of heaven, he showed the angels the mystery of the incarnation. They knew as they looked at that little baby that he was God. And they said, no, I will not accept this. God is infinitely above me, and he's going to take on a nature that's lower than mine? And on top of that, he's going to take a human woman who by nature is lower than me, and he's going to elevate her to be higher than me. No, this doesn't make sense. And Satan said, absolutely not. He wouldn't accept. Even though he knew that it was the truth, he would not accept it. And how many people in the world today still will not accept? Perhaps the reason is that if we truly accepted what God has revealed, we would have to change our lives. And that's a great challenge for every one of us today, to be able to think about that. If I am truly going to live according to the truth and the charity of God, because I have been made a child of God, which you have, the moment you were baptized, you became a child of God. And if you are going to say today, I believe in the Lord Jesus, then that is the point St. John is talking about, that you have been conceived by God. You have been made his own son or daughter. And therefore, how are we to live? We're to live in this world in a divine way. We're to live in this world as Jesus did. That's what God is looking for from us. So think about what would need to change in your life if you're really going to live as a son or a daughter of God. If you're really going to put into practice what it is that we proclaim. Because that's the point that both St. John and St. Paul are trying to get at today. It's to look at who Jesus truly is, but then in Jesus, who you are. Again, it's one thing to be able to look at the creche, for instance, and say, yep, that is Jesus. His mother is a virgin, he is God, and he took a human nature to himself. That's pretty amazing. And indeed it is. But then we have to look back at ourselves, because that mystery has changed the world. But has that mystery changed me? That's the real question we have to look at. It's changed the world now for over 2,000 years. And think of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people who have been willing even to give their lives because of that mystery. All the martyrs that we have who would not deny the Lord Jesus. All these people who have lived their faith. Look at all the saints that we have and the extraordinary things that God was able to do through them because of their belief in Jesus. And because of that, the change that happened in their lives. We all know some of the rather famous stories about some of those changes. Think of St. Francis of Assisi, for instance, or St. Ignatius of Loyola, and how they converted. St. Augustine is another one who had this amazing conversion. And look at what they did with their lives. These were some really sinful people. And now they are among the greatest saints that we have in the church. And in that vein, as you look at the creche, remember the first creche was put up by St. Francis of Assisi. So what we are doing as we look at that is simply following what he himself gave us, because it changed his life so profoundly. How many of us just go through our life going through the motions? We profess our belief in the Lord, but do we really allow it in? So ponder that today. Ask yourself if you're willing to open your heart, because again, it says, he came to his own, but his own received him not. But to as many as received him, he gave them the power to become the children of God. Do we receive him? Not just do we believe in him. Because you know what? St. James reminds us that even the demons believe and they tremble. The demons know that he is God. The demons know that he is God made man. So the fact that we can say, yeah, he is God made man, okay. But we still need to go a little further, because the demons even know that. They rejected it, and they refused to live according to it. So thankfully, we haven't rejected it. But have we really received that mystery? Have we allowed that mystery in to be able to change our lives? Do we really consider that humility and that charity of our blessed Lord? Again, going back to what we do every day when we pray that last gospel, every time that we pray the creed and we genuflect at the point of the incarnation, are we willing not just simply to do an external genuflection, or even to look at it and say, well, everybody else is doing it, so I guess that's just what we do at this point, we just genuflect. Think about why we're doing it. And then ask yourself, is my heart open to be able to receive this mystery? And it is a mystery. It is one that we will never, ever, ever understand fully. It's one of those three absolute mysteries, which means even in heaven for all eternity, we will never understand it fully. In fact, there will still be infinitely more, because it is an absolute and infinite mystery. So I'm not asking you to be able to understand it fully, and I'm not even asking you to be able to theologize about it. I'm asking you to let it in, to open your heart and let the love and the truth of God in. If we think about what happened, was it almost, 150 or so years ago? There was a book that was written by Charles Dickens, The Christmas Carol. And that book changed the hearts of many, many, many people. And it has continued to this day. In fact, ever since it was published, I think it was in the 1870s when it was published, it has never been out of publication. It's that popular. But when it first came out, the first year, the charity of the people completely shifted. All of a sudden, people were being very gracious and generous at Christmas time, and all kinds of things changed. And the only thing that was different was this book, because they read about what happened to Scrooge and they recognized that that's exactly what they were doing. Oh, they said that they believed, but they weren't living it. Now it's our turn. We believe. We have been made children of God. The Son of God has become a son of man so that the sons and daughters of men could become sons and daughters of God. But are we living as sons and daughters of God? Are we allowing the mystery of the incarnation, the love and the truth of God, the one who enlightens every person who comes into the world, are we really allowing that to happen to us? Are our minds being enlightened by his truth? Are our hearts being enlightened by his love? Are our lives truly being changed? Because that's why he came into this world. So if we don't want his incarnation to be a waste, then it's a matter of our own changing, our own hearts being opened to be able to receive him. Not so that we can become the children of God, because we already are, so that we can live as children of God. That's what Christmas is really about. And it's not just to be lived today, it's to be lived every day. Because our lives are to change. Just like those great saints that I mentioned earlier. They didn't just have a change and say, that's cool, my life changed, okay, good enough. No, they lived it every day for the rest of their lives, and that's why they are great saints. The Lord came into this world, and he lived this every day of his life. Now he has called us to himself. He's asking us to do the same. To be able to be enlightened by him, enlightened in the mind, enlightened in the heart, to receive him so that we can be changed and live according to the mystery that we profess.